sick of listening to your shit. Shut the fuck up.
If you're a heckler, shut up. If you're a hater, shut up. If you ain't holding the mic, then shut the fuck up. Fuck boy, shut up. Fake friends, shut up. If you ain't about growth, then shut the fuck up. Negrophobic, shut up. All lives matter, shut up. White man with a forked tongue, shut the fuck up. Victim blamer, shut up. Uncaring, shut up. If you're worthy to our benefit, shut the fuck up. Liar, liar, shut up. Wolf crier, shut up. When grown folks are talking young, and shut the fuck up. You a traitor, shut up. Manipulator, shut up. Real friends know the time to shut the fuck up. Wrong preacher, shut up. Wicked preacher, shut up. If you ain't got any answers, hey, shut the fuck up. Interrupter, shut up. Obstructor, shut up. If you ain't holding the peace pipe, shut the fuck up. Hey, 2021.
Me. Hey, y'all. Check this out, y'all. Check this out. Welcome, bienvenue to another episode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, a.k.a. B Blizzak, a.k.a. Mr. ShutUpPodcast.com on the web. Hold on a second. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, I'm doing things that I should have done. Look, man, we're a more organized podcast. But yes, that's right. For you listeners, check this out. Before you start this show, I want to remind you that this podcast is protected by the red, the black, and the green, and waves a red, black, and a red, blue flag. Rouge et bleu is up in this bitch. I'm representing and holding it down for black folks who grew up in the 80s watching TV Ontario, Télé-Québec, and Soul in the City on Much Music. This episode is being recorded on the unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on November 9th, 2022 at 5:48 p.m., which is an unusual time for me. What else? This episode is brought to you by the letter F. F for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. Fuck you too. Fuck you too. Fuck you too. Yeah, I'm just having fun, man. Seriously, part of doing this podcast is to remind myself, stop fucking taking yourself so goddamn seriously. Life is short. You ain't coming out of this motherfucker alive. Yeah, man, this is all fun and games. And if you're listening, you are trying to take part in this fun and game. That's the objective. All right. this is what, my second or third attempt at recording on a Wednesday? I guess this would be like a bonus episode. Yeah, so this is my third attempt at recording twice a week. We started out at once a week, and now we're at twice a week. And I'll be honest, recording on a Wednesday is fucking tiring. It's a little fatigue. See, fatigue. Like I said, I used the word. I'm gonna use it again. Tiring. But then I usually refer to this as my agenda, but I'm gonna refer to this as my rundown sheet. So on my rundown sheet, I put the word "fuck." Else, are you gonna do besides this shit? Besides record on a Wednesday, because usually after work, I log off from work, I fuck off from work, and I watch a little bit of TV, lie on the couch, watch a bit of TV, and wonder what the fuck am I doing with my life. And I'm like, yeah, I might as well record a podcast even though I'm a little hungry. But, you know, if you don't do it for yourself, who are you going to do it for? I'm not sure what I'm going to title this episode. I might do like I did with the last episode because I was also indecisive, couldn't make a decision. And I called it first day for the last episode. I called it 5 days. You know what? How about I just look it up? I called it 6 days after the first of the month. I was trying to remember because I dropped it on the 7th. And the reason I went with that, even though I didn't mention that on the podcast, on that episode, is what inspired this title was listening to, well, in that particular week, the first of the month happened, and I listened. The first song that came to my head was First of the Month by Bone Thugs and Harmony. First of the Month, Bone. Yep, that's right. You know what? The hesitation, I wasn't sure if it was called Wake Up or First of the Month. That's how fucking tired I am. Yeah. Wake up, wake up. It's the first of the month. Get up, get up. Cash your checks and get up. Yeah, anyway. Why did I use that song? Well, because it's a tradition on my part. Every time first of the month, that song hits my head. And I know all y'all hustlers out there are getting paid that day. Not just a welfare recipient. Whatever, man. Do what you got to do to survive in this cruel world. That's I'm not talking shit about your attempts. I'm all like The Godfather. Whatever you do to make your money, fuck it, it's none of my business as long as it doesn't conflict with mine. Gangsta shit. Yeah. So yeah, I left off with still not sure what I'm going to title this episode. So trust me, it'll be a surprise when I figure it out. Speaking of making a decision, that's what you call transition, kids. Yeah. Speaking of making a decision, I am trying to not listen to what's going on in the United States. They're going through their midterm election. And I don't know. A lot of the crazies, a lot of the some people lost. You know, I'm not really clear on the results. I just know that, let me just make sure before I lie to you. Lauren Boebert. You know, how did we do this shit without the internet, man? The internet. Lauren Boebert, I'm Googling her name. And what does it say? Oh, she lost. Oh, my God. Holy fuck. Holy shit. Adam Fish. Okay, the reason I'm laughing is because she didn't lose by a significant amount. I mean, she lost, yeah, you know, second place. What do you call the second? What's another name for second place? First loser. I'm not shitting on people in second place, man. I barely make it to bronze. I barely have participation trophies. So I'm not talking shit. I'm just saying. I'm just regaling. Is that the word? I'm happy that she lost. If you know who Lauren Boebert is, fuck. She's I'm not going to use the word crazy, but she's an addicted stab. She's a human being on the list of human beings that you, like if an alien race were to attack us, and attack humanity, yeah, we'd volunteer. We'd say, like, yeah, man, you can have that chick. You can have this person. She's just terrible. Some of her greatest hits of hateful shit that she's done, I remember, there's a long list, but the one that sticks to my mind the most is, one is talking about how, you know what, Jesus should be in full control of the state. She doesn't believe in separating church and state. And second, I remember her talking about, is it Ilhan Omar? I'm not going to pronounce it. Yeah, as you can tell, I'm not very familiar with names of politicians in the States. But let me make sure I pronounce that properly. Yeah, Ilhan Omar. Anyway, yeah, I remember this one story that, I wonder if it leaked, but Lauren Boebert was talking shit. Basically, she just talked shit. She talked shit and she was making this bad joke about how she was in an elevator with Ilhan Omar and how she was checking to make sure she didn't have a backpack because, you know, bad terrorist joke, whatever. Yeah. But it's the fact that she's getting away with saying shit that, you know, you would see it on a high schoolyard. Do we have parking lot? High school. Did we have schoolyards? Yeah, we didn't have a schoolyard. No, we didn't play in high school. Well, we played, but just in a different way. Shout out to puberty. Nah, I mean, she just, like, it's juvenile. It's fucking politics. Maybe I'm the one who's getting old. Maybe that's what it is. But it's just, like, politics is getting fucking juvenile right now. It's like, had I known, I would have said, man, had I known my immaturity could have served me in American politics, then fuck, I would have hung on to that shit. Fuck growing up, man. I would have, Yeah, I would have been that guy during the debate going, yeah, your mama, fuck the deficit, your mama. That's what's going on. That's why the deficit is fucked up. Your mama's fat. You know what I mean? It's just getting ridiculous. And plus, you know what? I'm not going to talk about politics. The only point is, if in terms of what's going on in my mind, things that have been lingering in my head, stuff that's keep popping up in my social media feed is the midterm election. Now, I'm trying to ignore it because some of the people that I don't think should win are kind of winning. but again, I just think maybe I'm just getting old. Maybe I'm the guy in my days, this kind of politics wouldn't fly. And today it is. It's like there's a lot of mudslinging going on. Yeah. You know what? I'm 5 hours away from finishing the book by Grant. And he talks about how, shit, we're disgusting. Grant is the 18th American president. He's also the leader of the commander of the Union Army. You know, back in the days in the United States, they had a civil war. And you probably remember the name Robert E. Lee because he was the cracker who fought for to defend slavery. And he was the guy in charge. But yeah, so the dude he was up against was Ulysses Grant. And it's a fascinating book, by the way. It's a fascinating book. And he's got a very interesting story, specifically the part during the Civil War. Now I'm at the part where he's like an American president. And it's been difficult to finish the book because we're done talking about the war. Now we're talking about his presidency. And I got to tell you, man, fuck. Holy shit. It's like having to hear about George Floyd. But on like George Floyd, but like on a exponential factor. Like he's just at this point, he's just going from one atrocity to another atrocity, because he was in charge when he was president. He was around during Reconstruction, because after a war you gotta build shit up. So he's in charge of Reconstruction, and during Reconstructions, them white folks, you know what I mean, still haven't kicked the habit of racism. Not to say that they kicked the habit of racism today, but they were like, oh, black guy going to vote. Black people going to vote. And they would brutalize them with impunity. You know, the cops would probably join in. Take that, nigga! Who told you to fucking vote? You know, the cops would just participate in the brutalization. Anyways, this dude, Ulysses Grant, is in I was going to say the parliament, but in the White House, hearing one story about the angry white people because black people went to vote, then they would fight this. And it was a lot of fucking violence, man. Yeah. And it's just difficult to go through the story because it's just one brutal attack after another. I don't know. Maybe for an insensitive white person, you could go through that kind of shit. I'm being mean. So this is not dedicated to, because, you know, I'm sure there's a white person out there who's as sensitive as me and a human atrocity bothers them. So, I really hope you didn't feel like I was going after you. But fuck it, white people can be so sensitive when it comes to this shit. I'm just saying, but I kind of, what's funny is when I attack white people, it's the white person I'm not talking to who absorbs it. Who'll be like, oh, yes, I know. They understand, but I'm not talking to you like they feel the hurt. It's not them I want to feel the bruise. It's the motherfuckers who don't get it. The motherfuckers go, what are you coming after us? That's fucking racism. The fuck we do to you? You know what I mean? Like the oblivious white people who I can't get through, who don't get it, that I'm usually attacking. But all right, okay, midterm election. Ulysses Grant, 5 hours away from reading the book. Let's jump, because I just remembered that, I just finished work, and j'ai un creux dans mon ventre. Un creux dans mon ventre means I'm hungry. Last tweet response. Oh, yeah. because this is Shut Up Podcast, and my name is B Black, I am not going to read this whole... you know what? Maybe I should try. Hold on a second. Okay, here's the thing, right? So, something that came on my Twitter, on my feed, excuse me, by the name of... God, what's going on? There's a demon inside of me. By someone I don't follow. This person's name is Ryan Lindley. Former investigator, dad, husband, hack chef, co-host on the Blunt Net. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, Dean Blundell. Okay, right. Oh, he's a co-host there. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Well, the important part is he posted a transcript of a phone call between Justin Trudeau trying to assist Ford Nation prior to the Emergency Act. I ain't reading all this shit. Fuck that, man. I read on a sixth grade level. You know what? Here, check this out. What I do is, it's not that I read on a sixth grade level. It's the anxiety. It's performance anxiety. You know, because I know there's an audience listening to me, then I'll be like, I sound like I read on a sixth grade level. But I can read, motherfucker. Hold on. Okay, you know what? Let me just get to the point. Apparently, in this script, there's a part where Ford, Premier Ford, mentions, he says, man, I don't give a fuck about, I'm paraphrasing, I'm going to be clear, I'm paraphrasing, and you can email me the facts, you can fact check this shit, but apparently Ford said some, and again, paraphrasing, man, fuck Ottawa, we need to, response to the convoy, which at the beginning of the year, there was an occupation of the city. Basically, a lot of fucking white people were angry at the fact that they had to spend 2 years on lockdown. Like, this was the epitome of oppression for these people. And so they revolted. So they occupied our capital and they blocked our border. And Trudeau is giving a phone call to Premier, or wait, who's calling who? Doesn't matter. Yeah, he's saying, you know, to talk about to deal with the problem. And apparently Ford was like, man, fuck what's going on in Ottawa. We need to deal with the border. We losing money. Okay, hold on. I'm talking too loud. I just saw my levels just clip to. This is what happens when I'm passionate. I'm emotional. I'm passionate. And I talk loud. Oh, my God. I just realized the point that I'm making here. Okay, let me get back to this. Okay, so the truth. Ford is said some shit like that. So that's what the big news is about. But in the response, someone who read the letter, his name is, should I tell you who this person is? I mean, it doesn't matter, you know. Okay, I'll tell you what, the tweet's going to be in the show notes, and you can do your own research. But someone responds with, cops are shy, quote unquote, about breaking up protests. Shy about breaking up protests? They seem so photogenic arresting indigenous protesters at their rallies. And their allies. Excuse me. Oh, my God. B can't fucking read right now. Again, tired. Haven't eaten. Just got off work. And overwhelmed. All right. Okay. So I just like his response because it was very clever using cops are shy about breaking up protests. They always seem to be photogenic around arrested indigenous protesters. Now, I love what this person said. And I responded with the lesson for me. I should just explain it to you. The lesson for me is how, I might make this into a bit, but it's interesting how the idea of cops being shy. And I put down, the lesson for me is that the white man has the ability to be shy or timid because they're never like that around us. High five. High five. because of my own audience, I'm going to give myself a, yes, thank you. Come on. Yeah, I know. I get it. I know. Come on. Settle down. Come on, man. All right, we got to get on with the show. Come on. Stop. All right. Give your sister my phone number. All right. Okay. Yeah, no, it's interesting how this is a take on a joke on white supremacy, how that's the thing about the occupation that happened in Ottawa, or the, how do you call that? The insurrection on January 6th in the United States. All of us, black folks, people of color, marginalized folks, we were all looking at this chaos going on and thinking, oh man, these cops, man, okay, you guys are fucked up. You're all going to jail. And we're watching. So in the States, what was that? Hours went by and ain't shit happened. These white folks were allowed to do a lot of chaos before law enforcement intervened. In Canada, holy fuck, these motherfuckers locked down our borders. They took down our downtown Ottawa. They invaded our cities. honking. Basically, they created their own little festival for themselves. Without any permits. If you know the city of Ottawa, we're big on motherfucking permits. If we have festival, the reason why your favorite festival isn't in Ottawa is because either A, they didn't get the right permit, or B, they saw the fucking paperwork required to get the permit and said, fuck that. Yeah, fuck that. We're going to have Freaky Sex Festival. Yeah, it ain't coming to Ottawa, man. It's too much paperwork to write down. Anyway, so, where was I? Yeah, I'm just saying, it's just interesting to hear. It's not really that big of a news. Yeah, I just like the reaction of, you know what, the only point to this rundown, this part of the rundown, is just to tap myself on the shoulder for this tweet. I mean, so far, no one has liked it. But to me, it's dope. I think it's dope. Fuck it. You know what I mean? Again, if you ain't gonna boost your own shit, who's gonna do it? What else on my timeline? I'm gonna jump to this one just cause it's gonna be really short. I'm not gonna take your time. How much time am I? I'm not gonna take a lot of time on this one. But just to show you the kind of person I am. And if you thought that I was a saint, then I'm just about to disappoint the fuck out of you. The headline just crossed my timeline. It says, Tiwa Savage addresses sex tape on Asake featured You Single Loaded. All right? So Tiwa Savage is a Nigerian singer, right? The article will be in the show notes. And here's the part. Here's the thing. I don't even know this artist. I have no idea who this artist is. I'm sure she's got a lot of fan base. And if by off chance you are a fan of this artist, you know, that article is for you. The only thing that mattered to me is this fine black woman has a sex tape on the internet. Now, I want to be clear that apparently the person who's in the sex tape is some guy she's dating. Now, two things. A, if you're a guy and a woman that was kind enough to share, to create a sex tape with you and share with you, and you leak it on some punk bitch shit like, oh, she hurt my feelings or she's dating some other. You a punk bitch, man. Shut Up Podcast condemns that kind of action. So me, I'm applauding this woman for turning lemon into lemonade. Is that the expression? Yeah, lemon into lemonade to, I really wish, there's got to be another expression. Yeah, let me try. Lemon to, no, it's an idiom. Idiom similar to lemon to lemonade. Don't worry, it's gonna make sense. It's gonna be worth it. I know you're wondering what the fuck is he talking about. Yeah, when life gives you lemon. Okay, what are the best variation of life giving? Oh, there we go. God bless the internet. Okay, when life gives you lemon, you have strange friends. Wait, what the fuck? That's not what I meant. I'm looking for other idioms to use, you know, when life gives you shit and you turn it into compound. I don't know. There's got to be other idioms like that. Lemon. Anyway, my God. Yeah, so she turned lemon into lemonade. She said, yup, to whoever leaked the fucking tape, I'm not allowing you to ruin me with this shit. You probably thought you were embarrassing me. Well, fuck you. I'm rising from the Phoenix. Holler at her. With that said, at some point, okay, I'm lying. I was going to say, at some point, I'm going to need to check out the sex tape. The lie is, I already did check out the sex tape. And damn, fine black woman. Anyway, you know what I mean? Look, I'm going to hell, man. Fuck it, man. I'm going to hell. I've accepted the fact I'm not pure. And if you came to this podcast hoping to hear some, you know, some holy sanctified shit, you came to the wrong podcast. Right. Okay. Next on the I'm gonna bring this up. This article randomly showed up on my timeline. It's not that I believe in God. It's not about a belief in God type of shit like that. But I'm just saying, I don't think it's a coincidence that it came on my timeline. All right, come on, be focused. Okay, random thoughts. What else? Okay, something else that showed up on my timeline. Apparently, Nas is going to bless us with a new album. It just showed up on my, on 11. I'm going to assume 11-11 is the date that it's coming out. What do I have? Executive producer Nas and Hit-Boy. Hit-Boy's a producer, right? Mass Appeal? And whatever. And some of the titles that showed up, by the way, this is all going to be in the show notes. Get a Reporter, Legit, Thun, T-H-U-N, Michael and Quincy, 30, Hood to Hood, Recession Proof. You know, I'm not going to read all the titles coming out of the album. The main reason why I'm bringing up Nas is I'm realizing that his songs tend to inspire thoughts that lead to a topic on my podcast. That's really what it is. Like, he's one of the artists. Sometimes I'm listening to his music and I'm having a conversation with myself and I'm like, yo, this shit should be a topic on the podcast. Like, recently, I was talking about his song, I Gave You Power, on the song, on the album It Was Written. And actually, it was no deep thought, but I was just thinking of that song after watching a previous episode of the last episode of House of the Dragon. You know, yeah, this is going to be a spoiler. But you know what? Fuck it. You deserve to be spoiled if you haven't seen this episode, the last episode, by now. But with that said, yeah, I was just thinking about how this kid, because it ends with one of the characters with the big-ass dragon eating his, a relative. Playing with two kids owning dragons. The thought just crossed my mind that if you have no idea what House of the Dragons is about, well, of course, it involves dragons. But how weird this conversation might sound to you. What the fuck's he talking about, dragons? Anyway, yeah, two kids playing with dragons, and one guy, you know, the one kid with the biggest dragon who's got beef with the little kid, he's teasing him. He's essentially, it starts with a game that he's trying to scare the other kid with his dragon, and it ends with the big dragon eating the other kid and his dragon. And it just made me think of the song Power, I Give You Power by Nas, except the gun actually regretted being used to kill other black people, while in the movie, the dragon actually wanted to eat the other dragon because, you know, he flew. But it doesn't matter. But my point is, Nas's music tends to inspire, if not a topic on the podcast, a title on the podcast. Yeah, you know what? I think I'm going to call this episode Till the War is Won. Yeah, Till the War is Won. Because I just like how I feel like the song is about black women. It's an ode to black women and how, you know, we need to have their backs. And how, well, here's the thought that came to my mind. It says, Till the War is Won. I remember having an argument with, not an argument, explaining to someone, to a fellow black about what I mean by black trans lives matter, because he was giving me that all lives matter, all black lives matter. Where the fuck we got to specify trans lives? And to me, I said, basically, I am not removing these combat boots until trans lives matter, until the war is won. The war is not won until all our people are free. All our people. All right. And here's the thing. And for some people, you got to specify trans people are free, because the way black people are working out, the way we treat our trans siblings, our siblings from the LGBTQ community, is we're acting like, you know, they're last. They're going to be last to get freedom. They're going to be the last to be like hetero black people will be like, hey, we're done. You know, we got our freedom. I use freedom, but, you know, I'm just saying the struggle continues until everyone doesn't have to struggle. That's what I'm trying to say. All right. Yeah. So until the war is won. I like that song. Plus, I just like that song. All right. On the subject, I'm going to send a shout out to Kathy Griffin, the comedian Kathy Griffin. You know why? Why be black? Why are you giving this white woman some props? I'm giving her props because she got suspended from Twitter for mocking Elon Musk, CEO Elon Musk. And the reason why it's a big deal for me is because all the times these white boys are talking about freedom of speech this and how we're the ones who are sensitive, how you some little bitches. All the time they said shit like that to us, I've always wanted them to feel and understand what exactly we mean by being offended. To them, being offended is, it's white men don't understand the concept of being offended. Like, they have to, I think I spent my entire life trying to explain to a white person what it feels like to be, to hear the N-word. And they never got it. And I remember this one white guy, I was trying to explain to him, racism. And he was like, yeah, man, I get it, man. It's like when I was a kid, I was getting bullied. But I got over it. But the whole point in his attempt to, is to commiserate, understand what I was trying to say, he was like, his whole point was just, yeah, get over it. Get the fuck over it. And I'm like, it's not that easy. Yeah, that's that easy. Anyways, I just applaud this white woman. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Me and my homies applaud this white woman. Not that I expect Elon Musk to have a moment to be like, oh my God, I'm doing to Kathy Griffin what I mock other people for doing. Now, I don't think this motherfucker is going to have an introspective moment and being like, oh, so that's what it feels like to be hurt, to have your feelings hurt. No, of course not. He just suspended her and being like, no, this is justified. No, I had to kick her off because her kind of comedy hurts my fucking fragile feelings. And yeah. Anyway, yeah. So shout out to Kathy Griffin. Yay! You know, let me try some adults instead. Yay! Oh, that's not adults. Sorry, hold on again. There we go. Shout out to Kathy Griffin. Shout out to Griffin. All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I need to work on this this sound machine. Yeah. Now I give her a shout out, until she says something that, bothers me. But, man, focus on the moment. Right now, I'm proud of this white lady, sticking it to the man. All right. How long have I been at it? 30 minutes? Okay, yeah. Last random thing that popped up in my timeline, and this was on Reddit. And it's this shit, I'm going to play a quote, something Jay-Z said that fascinates me. And I'm going to tell you this. If you don't understand why this line by Jay-Z says, fascinates me. If you don't understand why it's a big deal for me, then I can tell you this podcast is not for you. I don't mean that in an asshole way. I mean that in the kind of thoughts, the kind of shit that I think about, the things that I'm... It's my way of saying the shit that I consider a struggle is not a struggle for you. And I'm used to having people just dismissing it as, what the fuck? It's so simple. Why can't you do it? But anyways, I'm going to play this shit. And the caption for this video is Jay-Z on record labels not believing in him. But when I really let me try this again. Serious, hold on a second.
So it took a while. But when I really started getting serious, my first album came out in 96. And it was like, and I had to put the album on myself. Nobody would sign me. Though I was terrible. I went to every single record label. They was like, this guy's terrible. He's nothing.
You put out your own album.
Yep. I mean, it went from singles. Like, I would press up singles, put in the car. I had to go to the record company. Go to the record stores myself. And here, take this. Come back, get $100, $200. Give them some more records. I mean, it really started like that. Like, wow. But it made me appreciate it so much more. No one gave me anything. They didn't give me a record deal. They didn't give me anything. Like I really just took my time and grew it step by step by step by step.
Okay, I apologize. Hold on a second. I apologize for all that noise. Okay, I'm gonna, fuck, what is all that shit? Okay, because the levels are really high. I apologize for all that noise, but I hope you were able to hear it. Damn, that shit's annoying. Long story, I'll summarize, and essentially he was just talking about how when he first started out, before he released Reasonable Doubt, his first album, he was being told by the record label that, yo, this album ain't shit. Now, I won't lie to you, man. I wasn't a fan of Jay-Z when he first started out. It took me till the Black Album to be like, oh, that's what, it's not that to like adapt to his rhyme patterns. But yeah, no, early days of Jay-Z, I didn't understand what Jay-Z fan saw in him. But that's not the important part. For me, the fascinating part is how Jay-Z at the beginning understood what he saw in himself. That's the part that fascinates me. I don't know. I'm doing this podcast, and I'm doing it because I want to do it. I'm doing it, like I said at the beginning, because I'm having fun. And I said that if you're listening to this podcast, it's because you've chosen to partake in my fun. See, I'm usually the person who like focuses on other people, like what do you consider fun, and adapts to other people. And this exercise, these exercises that I'm trying to do here is, the exercise with this podcast is, do you, and if they come, they come. So the fascinating part for me is his belief in himself. That's what fascinates me. To me, that shit is a superpower. Now, I've grown up trying to explain that shit to people. Basically, I'm saying, yeah, I don't understand what it means to believe in your own self. It's a foreign concept to me. The people who should have or could have explained it to me couldn't. Mainly because I don't think they even had it in themselves. Like, even the whole concept of fake it till you make it. Like, I know how to be fake. I know, like, you know, I grew up around a lot of fake and shit like that, but not to. Look, I'll be honest with you. Jay-Z has some dope shit. And I kind of appreciate that he's on the list of human beings who, like, had to go through the storm of criticism, adversity, of people saying, like, basically the same story as Kanye, early Kanye, not modern day Kanye, but yeah, Kanye's story is also a fascinating story. Like, he started out with people saying, yo, your shit is trash. But for some reason, they had this unique ability to say, I get it, you see it that way, but I don't. I believe in this shit. I have no idea what that's like. I wish I did. I'm working on it. I'm honestly working on it. Let me put it this way. I am not the person to talk to explain to you what it's like or how to believe in yourself. I can listen to the song, Don't Stop Believing, you know, all that shit. I can sing that song, but preaching it? See, my motto is, what is it? Practice what you preach? No, preach what you practice. I preach what I practice. And at the moment, I cannot preach about the concept of believing in yourself. That's my journey right now. That's my handicap. That's what I'm like. There's a chance I might go to the grave never understanding that shit, only being that guy who looks at other people, that person who looks at others who managed to accomplish that shit. But right now, as it stands, 6:24 p.m. on a Wednesday, November 9th, on my podcast, this version of Be Black doesn't understand that shit and hopes to one day do so. You know what's funny is I say this as I'm looking at the corner of my eyes. I have the book, The Confidence Gap, which I did finish. And yeah, I'm working on it, man. I'm working on it. That's my journey, man. Sasi Mokomba. And if you're fighting, if you're on that journey too, if you can sincerely tell me, yeah, I don't have no fucking, I have a talent that I think is all right. I'm a comic. I'm an artist. I think I'm all right. If you're at that point in your life, just saying, I think I'm all right. But I don't have the confidence to be like, to like object to people who say, yo, that's trash. That's garbage. If you're at that phase, then yo, we understand each other. We get it. The rest of y'all, no, seriously. Okay, so I'm feeling emotional, but there's in my mind, as I'm talking to you, I can already picture this one fucking self-help guru getting ready to throw down a solution. Well, if you buy my book, or if you do it my way, or if you just get over it, then yeah, I can already picture that version, those motherfuckers talking to me. Fuck off. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to hear from you. Look, if I am meant to understand that talent, that skill, that superpower that people like Jay-Z have of believing in themselves, if I am able to understand it, it's not now. It's not in this current moment. I'll figure it out for myself, but it won't be to listening to your fucking sermon. It won't be to buying your DVDs. Sorry, I guess you guys don't buy DVDs anymore. Or listening to your fucking website, going on your fucking website, following your meal plan, dressing like the fuck you telling me how to dress, buying your, I already said book, yeah. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it from all you motherfuckers. All I want to acknowledge is this is where I'm at right now in my life. I'm a person. I have a podcast that I enjoy doing, but I haven't figured out how to create an audience from it because I'm worried about what the haters will say. And I know there will be haters. You know, part of it, I think I discussed this in my last episode. I said the philosophical question of would you rather be criticized or ignored? Considering how I spent most of my life, I believe most of my time breathing, feeling criticized, I'd rather be ignored. But now I'm trying to discover a part of myself that's like, you know what? I can weather the storm. I'm willing to accept more criticism until I find one person who'll be like, yo, I love your shit. This is what, it's not, I love your shit. It's more, I connect. There's a connection. We can create a positive connection. I'm able to create a positive connection with what you're putting out. That's what I'm hoping. That's the best I can hope for. One human being to be like, yo, I relate to what the fuck you're saying. You know, I'm going to also shout out, you know, I'm going to shout out to, besides that woman with the sex tape, I'm going to shout out my favorite models, plus size models. Because I know you didn't start out, well, most of you didn't start out feeling beautiful or being told you're beautiful. I'm talking about the lizards of the world. They had to work on that shit. They had to work on being the kind of person who could stand in front of a camera and say, fuck the haters. Because they have haters. The first person who likely came to them and saw their body or their beauty or whatever, you know, all that shit. The first people to come to them were fucking haters to be like, oh, you're fat. Fat people aren't beautiful. But they weathered that storm. I am grateful for every thirst trap plus size model on my thirst trap IG account. Yeah, I have a separate account for that shit because, you know, I can't focus. I'm grateful for these women. You know, I mean, okay. I'm grateful for these women because I know they had to go through a lot of bullshit to finally be able to be the woman in front of that camera, standing there in full defiance, full-fledged defiance. You know what? Hold on a second. To them, I give you... Yes. Oh, yeah. And everyone else who's managed, who wasn't born with the ability of believing with themselves, like they had to fucking work on that shit. To all y'all, I give you a... And to the people like me who aren't there yet at all, and there's a possibility, might go to the grave, never understanding it. But they're on that get rich or die trying. Okay, they're not trying to be rich, but get confident or die trying. Yo, to all y'all. All of us. And I give you a... This concludes. Sorry, this is my latest sound effect, and I just like played it just to pull apart, separate my episode. But all right, okay. I've talked too much, man. Oh, man. Sorry if I talk too loud. I can see that red mark, that peak going up. But yeah, okay. Hey, yo, this concludes this midweek episode. That's what I'm going to call it. Midweek episode of Shut Up Podcast. This concludes this midweek episode of Shut Up Podcast. Thank you for listening. Holler at me on Twitter, bblizzak, or Shut Up Podcast. At Shut Up Podcast. Website is shutuppodcast.com. Email address is shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. You can subscribe using our RSS feed or go on Google or Apple Podcasts. Again, thank you for listening, and remember, be kind to your favorite podcast.